From Chapter 7 in the Belief Roadmap, Matt Gersper writes, "Physical fitness is the cornerstone of the seven foundations of health. A cornerstone is the first stone in the building of a structure. In the case of your health and happiness, it is the most important stone. Without it, the entire structure crumbles. The way I see it, you can't be much good to anyone or anything without your health." Matt and I grew up with the fitness wisdom of Jack LaLanne, who had a popular exercise TV show with his dog Happy. As Matt quotes him in the Belief Roadmap, "Every human being can attain maximum body health and fitness if they will practice moderation, eat the most natural foods, and exercise on a regular basis." My grandpa Al had an autographed picture of Jack LaLanne in his study, and he raised his family to practice this philosophy. In 1972, Safeway Stores asked Grandpa Al to write an article on his retirement for the Safeway News. In the article, he wrote, "Happiness in retirement requires four main ingredients: good health, financial security, proper use of leisure, and a satisfying spiritual attitude." On physical fitness, Grandpa Al went on to write, "I am now going on 75 and have no aches or pains, no health problems, and enjoy every hour that I'm awake. I hope to be feeling the same way when I'm 75. Whether you're 75, 65, or 35, if you have forgotten the joyful vitality of youth, you'll benefit greatly by getting it back through exercise. If the last time you went jogging was when it was called jogging, you can start again." I was a runner on the Del Valle High School track team. While Matt Gersper was pole vaulting his way to CIF championships, I was running the 220 and 330-yard low hurdles. My reconnection with running began in 2018 when the coach for the Students Run Los Angeles, SRLA Club, asked me to train and run with the students. I asked Mr. Burrell, "What is SRLA? Mark told me SRLA trained students to run the LA Marathon. Remembering the power of saying yes, I decided to say yes. That summer of 2018, I started running again. 1 mile, then 2 miles, then 3 miles. I started training on the dirt roads of Acton. By September, I was doing 7 mile training runs. I ran my first 5K race at Dodger Stadium on October 2018. I trained throughout the first year with the SRLA students at Sun Valley Magnet School. That first marathon was amazing. My daughter came to visit from Baltimore, and we ran the 2020 LA Marathon together. A wonderful experience of love. Running became an important part of my life. I'm fortunate that we live in the country, where I have plenty of trails and dirt roads to run on during the pandemic. I've always loved nature, and getting out and running on trails is a great way to keep in shape. I started running ultra marathons in July 2021 with the Ridge Route Ultra. That was a 50K in Castaic, California, and I completed the 50-mile Sean O'Brien Ultra in January 2023, running through the old MASH location in Malibu Canyon. That 50-mile run and the profound feeling of satisfaction, challenging physical boundaries and successfully accomplishing them, would not have happened without that first 1 mile run when Mark Burrell invited me to join SRLA. The story of Students Run Los Angeles is a great example of how one person's desire to build physical fitness can become a game changer for thousands of kids. SRLA is a great example of a few people starting an organization that improves the lives of many. In 1986, a high school teacher, Harry Shabazian, finished the first LA Marathon and felt personally transformed by the experience. He challenged his students to train with him for the next LA Marathon. Harry's students finished the LA Marathon the following year. In a quote from SRLA.org, "In 1988, two other continuation high school teachers, Eric Spears and Paul Trapani, joined Harry, and the three teachers ran with their students. In 1989, Roberta Weintraub, a member of the Los Angeles Board of Education, saw what the teachers were doing as an effective and innovative dropout prevention after-school program for the Los Angeles Unified School District. She and her deputy, Marcia Charney, established the program in LAUSD. 2 dozen teachers from around Los Angeles joined the three SRLA co-founders
and they completed the 5th Los Angeles Marathon with students from their schools. SRLA became an independent 501c3 organization in 1993. That one teacher, Harry Shabazian, who started with a few students, has grown an idea to motivate kids through running into an organization with over 3,000 students training throughout the year. Every year, the students train after school 3 times a week. They do Saturday long runs. They participate in races, building them up from a 5K in October through 2 half marathons, a 30K in February, to the Los Angeles Marathon in March. Every running journey starts with the first mile. The first mile is never fun. My fellow SRLA teachers and I will share with the kids that the first 3 miles are the warm-up. The fun part comes at mile 5. Exercise is the great metaphor for life. Incremental change and improvement is the best recipe for success. Doesn't this sound like Matt's description of Kaizen? Small incremental improvements add up over time to yield big results. Kaizen is the idea that there's always something you can do better tomorrow than you did today. A practice dedicated to continuous improvement increases your commitment to a lifetime of learning and trying new things. So start an exercise routine and try one that easily fits into your lifestyle, your location, and your interests. When I first started running, I was not expecting to enjoy it as much as I do now. So whether it's running, cycling, swimming, Peloton, hiking, hitting the gym, find a rigorous physical activity you enjoy and get out there and do it. Before we transition to the next foundation of the significance pyramid, mental health, keep something in mind. Physical fitness feeds your mental fitness. After running 10 miles in the morning, nothing can get me upset or stressed out for the rest of the day.